That's where I leave things with you. It's over to Gary now to get a view on the presidential council that's recently been set up to evaluate the state of South Africa's state-owned enterprises. Gary.
In this year's State of the Nation address, President Cyril Ramaphosa emphasized the need to improve state-owned enterprises' governance and performance to enable them to fulfill their developmental mandate and be financially sustainable, having been hit by mismanagement and corruption in the past few years. And in what's become a signature approach to major economic policy issues, Ramaphosa has installed yet another presidential council to spearhead the task of SOE reform. Joining us with further analysis on this is Jones Gondo from Nedbank CIB. Jones, thanks very much for joining us. Perhaps, I think, give us an overall perspective on what you think this council's mandate and going forward and how it will maybe deal with it differently.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me. And I think this is good timing, perhaps, that we have some focus and a team of people that are, I would say, very credible in both public and private sectors to really spearhead a reform process that is evidence-based. I think a lot of the talk and discussions have been anchored around binary issues. Should we privatize? Should we stay in the public sector? Should we bail out a lot more? The reality is we need to get back down to a plan that was already in the National Development Plan and stick to that path as a long-term development path for the country. And that was agreed, or the last big major social compact that the country made across all stakeholders. So it's a good place to start.
What are the top lines of what the aims are that they'll be trying to achieve in terms of recommendations that we already see in the position paper?
Well, in the National Planning Commission's position paper, they really are saying that the top line issues is governance and accountability and transparency. It's very difficult to install new management or executives and not really have a good set of parameters which to measure their performance. So they're saying that 70 to 80% of the performance measures should be directly aligned to the National Development Plan objectives. And given that, I would say that essentially we're moving to a more harmonized approach to development, really, and you can split the commercial aspects of an SOE with those of its development or sub-commercial mandates and create a sense of accountability towards those metrics and also allow for institutions for oversight to have some hard measures. And the final thing really is that the compact between shareholder and an SOE should be a little more binding, almost like a binding contract. That's essentially the thrust of what they're saying. Everything else falls from that, from the financial management or mismanagement and generally the performance and sustainability and outcomes for growth.
James, in terms of the state-owned enterprises, the spotlight's obviously on Eskom and South African Airways, but one of the ones that you've analyzed is Airports Company of South Africa, which is in a very specific situation, and COVID-19 hasn't made it easier.
No, so this is a very interesting case in that this is one of the SOEs that had good performance and no big negative news coming out of it. And to be honest, there are two factors that have been impacting this company. First, prior to COVID, it was just the demise of South African Airways, right? It's a very big customer and user of its airport. And then came the hard stop of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that has really put a hard stop to cash flows. And so we're in this dilemma where we see AXA as this sort of the venue in which the entire aviation sector operates. And so there is a moral and economic obligation to make sure that it doesn't fail financially because of this crisis, since it has been a dividend-paying SOE in the past. At the same time, if you don't save SAA, you will essentially harm AXA and the rest of the aviation sector, because of the dominance of SAA for the utilization of airports.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Jones certainly sounds like a serious balancing act in the coming weeks. That was Jones Gondo from Nedbank CIB.